Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at www.audibletrial.com/thescope. Over 100,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Scope. It's the only show that can get that spot out of the carpet. I'm your announcer, Tony Partington. Coming up on this edition of The Scope,
it's time to close out the cycle. We have part two of our interview with Thomas, our ghost hunting friend. Plus, coming soon, hit it or miss it, and probably none of your comments.
And now, here are your hosts, Jared, Adam, and Shane.
Hey, Scope fans. Episode 148 of a truly fantastic podcast. Jared is here. Adam is here. I am here.
Hi.
We have got a great interview, part two of our interview with Thomas, the ghost hunting fool.
It's kind of weird how he had that on his t-shirt.
He sat down and he told us everything we would ever want to know about getting into the ghost hunting business.
Yeah.
And we've got an extended interview, part two, coming up with him a little bit later. Thought I'd take a minute here just to kind of catch everybody up with what's going on with us.
Up.
Adam, not too long ago, you told us about some of your softball woes, but I am here to report that you've got good news. Can you confirm that?
Yeah, it was a month ago.
It was a month ago, but, you know, we're so busy, we have a hard time fitting it all
in. It's sports.
News,
it's the bottom.
News this good keeps.
That's true.
It stays timeless. Fresh. Yep.
We had
put it in the crisper.
Our first ever victory.
Okay.
Legitimate victory for our co-ed softball team at work.
So how did that go down? I mean, you guys have gotten blown out in games.
Wow. What a champion.
This season, there were probably three or four games where it was close enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the game before our win, we only lost by one. It was a walk-off by the other team, so they won in the bottom of whatever inning was the last inning. Like the first or second game of the year, we kind of should have won. I think we were up by like four, and we had a terrible inning. We are a team, we are very inconsistent, where we will score like six, seven runs in an inning, and then nothing more the rest of the game.
Is it all in your brain?
It's not in my brain.
You guys, it's just you choke under pressure, or...
Adam has the brain of a champion.
Right. I don't know. I can't speak for other people's brains. Not
okay,
my
fair
brain,
enough. Calm down. I'm just trying to get to the bottom of this
so,
travesty.
No, this was not. This is whatever the word is, the opposite of a travesty.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of the word. I can't think of it.
Great success.
Yeah.
Great success.
That's terrible.
In this particular case, we, I think we're only down the first or second inning by a couple, and at some point we were up like 11-5.
Wow.
With like, it's softball. I mean, yeah. Softball scores are usually double digit.
They're all over the place, too.
Yeah. And
leads and fortunes can change in a heartbeat.
You said it. And it was just like, you know, we got like to two innings left. And
by two innings left, did you guys feel like this could be the moment? I mean,
were you
thinking like winners?
People were saying it, and I told them to shut the fuck up.
Nice.
Because it's like, you know.
Coach says shut the fuck up.
Right. It's like a no-hitter. Wow.
Did you notice an uptick in people's playing, though? Were they feeling playing with more confidence?
Yes.
Like this is it. This is our moment. We're not going to let it slip away.
I did.
Act like you've been there before, even though they've never been there before.
No. I said, just do what you've been doing. I said, team, huddle up.
Did you huddle them up?
It was the wrong sport. So then I said...
Hands in.
Put your hands in.
Hands in.
Right. And then I said...
What's on three?
One, two, three. If you've seen Pitch Perfect before, that makes sense.
Never seen it? I don't want to see it.
It's a great movie.
Don't want to see it.
One of the best movies of all time.
Get out of here.
I mean that without... I'm not being sarcastic.
Turn off his mic. the guy telling the story, turn off his mic. All right, turn it back on. Look at me. Look at you. I'm on a horse.
We got down to it, and we're that team. We've never had a co-ed win the entire existence of this team, and the umps in this league know.
They know you're terrible. You're
they
terrible.
Know that we've never won.
So they were calling it real loose.
No,
weren't they?
No, they. I don't. There was one bad call that went in our favor.
Okay,
where The shorts, I play first base. The shortstop threw it to me, and it was a terrible throw, but I scooped it out of the dirt, and the girl beat the throw by at least a full, you know, step.
Yeah.
And I saw
she was waiting there.
Yeah. I saw the ump. He put his hands like he was going to signal safe and then just kind of put his hand up and said, out? Like questioning it. So I was like, all right, whatever. We'll
take it.
It.
Yeah. We'll take it. You just
and,
if you wouldn't have got it, you would have turned a double play anyway.
Exactly.
I mean, let's be
sure,
honest.
Sure. So the woman on our team that was playing catcher, I work with her, and she was telling me the next day, she was like, you know, the ump was like, you guys just, because we were the home team, and there was like a minute left, you know, and it's seven innings, but it wasn't the seventh inning. So like we kind of had to make the inning last a minute or 2 minutes, however much was left. And he was like, if you guys just kind of slow it down a little bit, we won't get to the next inning. We can't even start.
Oh, I see, because you have to.
Yeah, you have to start. If you start the next inning and there's still time left, then you have to play the whole inning out.
Gotcha. But so because you, are there other people waiting to play on the field?
Yep,
that,
yeah,
gotcha.
It's, you have an hour to play the game.
Okay.
And if you happen to start the next inning after that hour, then you keep going.
I keep hearing inning. Am I right in hearing you?
I'm hearing inning, too.
Inning.
Okay.
Inning? Whatever.
Inning.
Tournament. Mm.
A tourney.
A tournament.
A tourney.
It's not my fault you guys talk weird. So I kind of told everyone the same thing. I said, take the first pitch. No matter what, just don't swing at the first pitch. No one listened to me.
Molly is trying to hit it out of the park.
Effective coaching. Yeah. So, but they walked like the first two people anyway, so it didn't matter. And then one of our guys came up and he got like a little single, and that was kind
of
it.
A bloop single?
Yeah. And that was it. Like, we won. Yeah,
did you rush the field?
Yeah, we rushed the field.
Ripping clothes off?
We all ripped
roping,
our clothes
gotcha.
Off.
Wow. What a champion.
we took our pictures. We took a picture of the billboard. Two of us stayed until the bar closed, which I think in Blaine is one.
Yeah.
And that
any reason to stay in Blaine?
Yeah,
I roll.
Yeah, right. I almost stayed till then, but I did not want to. You're not supposed to be in Blaine after midnight if you're of my ilk.
Absolutely.
So I bailed.
They'll lock you up.
Right. And it was overall it was great.
What did the other team know that they lost to one of the worst teams in the history of Minnesota co-ed softball?
I assume someone on their team looked at the records. I mean, they, I think, only had two wins this season.
Okay, so you're beating the other. It's not like you're beating the
New York Yankees. Yeah, there's eight teams in our league, and the bottom four were like four wins, three wins, two wins, zero wins.
Gotcha.
Us at zero. So it's like there's other teams that we have the opportunity to beat.
But you're still clearly the worst team in the league.
I think so, yes.
Okay. You haven't shaken that stigma.
Right.
All right. Well, congratulations. I mean,
thank
I'm
you.
Thrilled for you. I mean, that's like winning the Super Bowl.
Again, this is 5 years coming. We got one other win our first year when there was a forfeit from the other team not showing up.
And that's hollow.
That
it's a hollow
count.
Victory.
Yeah.
Well, Jared,
I was the coach on this damn team.
Okay. We get it. We get it. He was the coach.
Just like, you know, he's as excited as my dad was when he coached my 1 year playing baseball.
And how many wins did you get?
We were
pretty good, I bet.
My brother's team was in the championship, and my team was one win away from getting into the championship game.
Well,
so we did all right. We did all right. I wasn't there very good at all, but the team was all right.
I did not know that, Jared. I did
yes.
not know that. Well, what I do know is that we've got a great rest of the show coming up. We've got part two of our interview with Thomas the Ghost Hunter. We've got coming soon. We've got pick it or stick it, hit it or miss it, whatever you want to call it. It's us picking the great things coming up in pop culture.
Or it could be the terrible things.
Or the terrible things.
Never know.
It's a mystery.
Mm-hmm.
So let's save that mystery for the rest of the show. We'll be back right after this.
This is The Phone.
And I said, no, 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 I don't play them no more. Those Facebook games are really a bore. Don't ask again to play me words with friends or help you with your stupid farmland chore.
I'm Nathan. You can call me Predator. And I'm sorry I killed your friends. And I'm sorry I'm blue that I went up. And I'm sorry I killed Carl Weathers.
And I got boomed and a hoo-hoo and nothing really better to do than me. With a buddy that takes batteries, I'll have to try and figure how to get inside a bra. It'll likely end up backwards and I'll rub my nay-nays wrong. So throw it in the trash and flaunt them in their big debut. I've got boom.
That's the Funny Music Project at thefump.com. THEFUMP.com.
Hey, Scope fans, we are back.
With we are.
Episode 148. How do you say that in Espanol?
I saw you look at your notes.
I was confused.
I don't. I'm decades removed from my Espanol training.
¿Qué tal?
Exactly.
Muy bien, y tú?
Very nice. So,
that's my Spanish knowledge.
For our super faithful, or people just joining us for the first or second time, last episode we interviewed Thomas the Ghost Hunter. He's a friend of the show who has...
That sounds like a Dora the Explorer character.
Yeah.
Thomas the Ghost Hunter.
He's got a new show on the Disney Channel. And he was here just to tell us about how he got into finding, chasing, destroying ghosts.
Right.
First part of the interview was all about the origins. Second part of the interview is what, Jared?
Well, the first part how he got interested in it and some of his recent trips out to the Colorado area to check out some ghosts.
Planned ghost hunting trips.
And the second part is his first adventure with the Twin Cities Paranormal Society.
It's a local group here. The
TCPS, as it's often referred to.
Yeah, that's all it's ever referred to.
Right. And they go out and apparently they have clients. They go out and visit sites that have suspected paranormal activity and they try to get some readings. And we hear all about the crazy adventures that happen.
It's exciting. So let's take a listen to it, shall we?
Let's do that.
All right. All right. So talk us through this. How do they set this stuff up? Do they have relationships with local haunted places that allow them to come and check this stuff out? Because they must have been doing this for years, right?
Yeah, it's been over 10 years that they've been around.
So people don't go to like their priest anymore when there's a thing like this. They go on the internet and they find.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I don't know if anyone ever really did. I've never heard of. I mean, other than like exorcists.
Have you not seen the documentary The Exorcist?
Right, but that's for possessed people.
Oh, okay,
this is not the same thing, Adam.
Come on,
have you not been listening?
Can we shut off his mic? No,
oh, yeah, gladly.
No, so it's
done.
They
talk, Adam.
It's like a ghost stole my voice.
No, so it's basically, I mean, they've got relationships with places that are reportedly, like around the Twin Cities that are reportedly haunted, like the Soap Factory, where they have that, if you guys have ever
the
been
haunted
there.
House, right?
Yeah, so they actually did a thing there. I didn't get to go to it. I had something else going on that weekend, but they had the bulk of the team, you shelled out a little
full
bit.
Full court press.
Right, and they just record. They said they got all kinds of stuff, voices and stuff like that. So, they've got that, and they've got other organizations around the state and around the country that they occasionally get together with and talk about this kind of stuff.
Is there other organizations, like you say, other organizations in the state of Minnesota that, like, they compete, that they're fighting?
No.
It's sort of like Twister, where you've got the good group and...
No, they really don't.
So they're sort of the main...
Yeah, I mean, what Twin Cities Paranormal Society will do is they'll investigate anything within like a 90-minute radius from the cities.
Gotcha.
So it's, that's kind of our jurisdiction.
You're not going to head up to Duluth, for instance?
No.
They have their own group up there.
They do. I mean, they've had like different gatherings and like get to,
You'd think there'd be a lot of crap going up in Duluth.
Is it like the Gathering of the Juggalos?
Yeah, you paint faces and drink Fago Pop.
Right,
it's Fago. That you need Fago. To work on that pronunciation.
No, I'm going to say it exactly how I want to say it.
All right,
rolling balls. So tell us about your first official adventure.
Okay, the first one was out in out in Hutchinson.
Okay, is there secretive? I mean, are you dealing with private?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, we're not going to say, "Oh, it's this person." And I mean, I'll be pretty vague.
I guess because when I was thinking about this, I was thinking about, "Oh, you guys just go to hotels across the place," but I forget that you're actually doing a service to people, like trying to help them get answers about the mysterious things that might be happening.
Yep. So this woman and her two daughters have had stuff happen at their previous house and this house that they're in now. It's not like an old house where you think, oh, it's a haunted house, it's old, it's got all this history, it's stuff like that. It's nothing like that. Things like, pictures on the wall of the oldest daughter, no matter how many times they straighten it, it's always crooked like a few minutes later.
Yeah.
They don't actually see it move, but you know what I mean? The thing, when we were talking about basketballs, the little basketball sound effect.
Did they ever try to tack the photo down? Stack it down.
Did they ever? I don't know if they have. That's a it's a great point. But they had a sound that sounded like someone was dribbling a basketball along the side of their house.
Sure.
And, you know, they look outside and there's no one there. There's nothing going on. But it's like, it's literally enough to make the walls shake.
Yeah.
They could hear, the girls could hear scratching sounds within, inside their closet.
So let me ask you a question.
Yep.
How old are these girls?
One was going off to college and one is going to be a junior or a senior in high school.
Because my wife,
nice.
She actually is a believer in this stuff. She has a number of stories. But one of her stories was about a friend of hers who probably was in her early teens. And they talk about how poltergeists are attracted to emotional children. Mm-hmm. Is that something you talk about in your... And your ghost group, and she was actually spent the night at a friend of hers who they claim their house is haunted and Carrie saw things like cabinet doors flying open, things flying out of cabinets, phones flying off the hook. My wife swears to God she saw this.
Sure.
That was in her crack period as well.
Sure.
She does claim to see that crack pipe, anything can happen.
I think there is something to it because when we were at the house, you know, there was a lot of other things too that happened, but... Or a lot of things that they reported that
they
happened.
They said happened.
Right. And the daughters weren't there. The mother and the homeowner was there with us, and she kind of hung out with us during all of our EVP sessions. So, and I think there is something to it. I think because the youngest daughter wasn't there, it wasn't,
wasn't as
much stuff going on.
They're not feeding off of that emotionalness that comes from
And who knows what that is. But, I mean, this youngest daughter had, like I said, they could hear scratching sounds within the closet, and I said, well, do you guys have cats?
Yeah.
Or, you know, and they're just, you know, on the ones and twos in there. What's going on? She also, the one thing that she said that freaked me out was she said anytime she's trying to sleep at night, mm-hmm. not all the time, but many times she can hear this just deep, deliberate breathing in her ear.
Wee.
And there's nothing there. It's not like her sister playing tricks on her. But basically, yeah.
Basically this.
Like that. Yeah.
This is exclusive footage, Jared.
Is that Jared? No, it isn't. Wow, that's pretty. So, so we didn't get any of that.
It's like, is that Earl?
Anyway, so what's weird was, so we did an EVP session down there. In their house, they've got like a staircase with like those lights that illuminate like every other light. And then they also had one of those little, they look like those little, almost like a little volcano, those little Glade air freshener things you walk by and it goes psss, and it fires off some delicious scent.
Yeah, we have those in our restrooms at work that if you're drying your hands and standing in the wrong space, you get a burst of flavor right in the eye.
There you go. Smelly eyes. So this deodorizer, whatever you want to call it, has like this steady like amber light on it.
Mm-hmm.
And as we're sitting there doing our first EVP session in the basement, one of the other investigators said, what's going on with that light over there? And we looked over and the light's flickering.
Okay.
And I said, well, what does that mean? And she said, well, no, it's anytime you walk by it, a scent is supposed to come out. And I said, well, why would it be flickering? I said, is the battery low? Oh, I just changed the batteries. I've never seen it do that before.
Okay.
I'm like, oh, okay.
Okay,
you know,
okay, whatever,
again,
lady.
Right.
Whatever. Know,
she's got a little remote control.
Give me this horse shit.
Ghosts are dropping out of the ceiling and shit like that. But no.
It's like Brady Bunch, you know.
So there was that. When we went into the daughter's room, mm-hmm. there was something going on in there. And I'm not saying I'm psychic or
like hanky panky or
no, like it was like just this ominous, deep.
You felt the darkness.
Yeah, and there was like a spot where anytime you walk past you got goosebumps.
You hear that all the time.
You do.
You know, and like on the ghost shows.
Well, right.
Like you walk into this room and you feel a heaviness or you feel like being oppressed.
But there's...
Is there something to that?
There really is. And I mean, and I know I sound like a crazy person. And when I hear myself talking about this stuff, I'm like, God, I just can't stand myself. But you know, it's... There's something weird going on there. And you can feel it.
Do you feel like... And I'm just being the doubting Thomas, so to speak.
Sure, no, I am too.
But do you feel like...
You're literally doubting Thomas.
Yeah.
Literally, yeah.
That some of that might be that, you know, you're psyching yourself up for something like this? How do you separate, you know, reality from expectation?
Well, I mean, when you first start, you're just waiting
at
any time for something to happen. And the lead investigator said, when we did the interview process, he said, it's like going to fish in a lake where there are very few fish.
Mm-hmm.
You could sit there for hours and nothing happens. And so when you're first there, you're kind of just anticipating something going, hey, what's going on? You know what I mean?
Whispering
in your ear. And when that doesn't happen, your guard kind of like level out and you're like, okay, well, if something's going to happen, I'm going to notice it. And when we were walking around, you know, just kind of like checking things out or whatever, there was something weird. And I mean, there's no explanation why the entrance to this girl's closet felt really heavy. You know what I mean? You'd think it would be something more significant, like her bed where this thing is breathing or whatever. But both the lead investigator and I walked through there, and we're just both like, there's something right here. There's something going on. And, you know, we were trying to see if there's any readings.
Get some readings.
There, and nothing, you know. But it was colder there. You get goosebumps every time you walk through there. And I don't know. We couldn't explain it.
Mm-hmm.
So
tell me about, before we get into it a little more, but tell me about the mindset of the mom. You know, is when you go to something like this, is she, you know, edgy? Is she freaked out? Or it sounds like these experiences have been a part of her life for a while.
Right.
So maybe she's used to it. But I'm curious about, you know, what the behavior is of the people that are reporting this when you first meet them.
Well, at least for this one. I mean, I've only been on one official one, but very down to earth. You know what I mean? Just almost like it's just business as usual for her. You know what I mean?
Like that's a part of my day-to-day existence.
Right. You know, they can hear what sounds like small feet running around upstairs when they're downstairs, like in the kitchen. They can hear little feet tapping around. They can hear stuff walking around up in the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we checked out the...
No squirrels in there? Nothing. Raccoons?
Nope. Nothing like that. Oh, sorry about that. How are you?
We're supposed to take...
I'll turn that off. Wow, that's...
Yoko Ono right there. Yeah.
That was kind of creepy.
like, that's not part of my sound bed.
Wait a minute. I mean, she wasn't, like, a kook at all. I mean, just, you know, very normal.
Normal lady who wanted to
some
get
answers.
Some answers.
She wanted some justice. Some
some ghost justice.
Ghostly justice. So,
And these events had followed them from house to house?
Yeah.
Same type of things or with different?
They think that something's attached to this youngest daughter.
Okay.
And they can't explain what it is. And, you know, I know, like, the one daughter's going off to college in the cities.
She's like, head for the hills.
Right.
Get me out of here.
And see if anything happens to her. But, the one thing that kind of happened that was pretty funny is, so when we're doing our sessions, we're recording everything. So I've got 4 hours worth of us sitting in the dark asking just, you know, questions to these things that may or may not be there. And one of the guys that's on our team is just gung-ho. He's one of the newer investigators, too. Yeah. He brought on when I was kind of a big...
He's like the Ernie Hudson of the group.
He's just like a biker dude. You know what I mean? He's like big, burly, like bar fight kind of guy. I shouldn't say that, but...
He's ready to fight ghosts.
He's going to seek them out and destroy them.
Some might say he's there to bust those ghosts.
Because busting makes them feel good, I guess. Yeah. But
took an hour to get into our ghost-specific ghost-busting lyrical pun.
So he's got like all kinds of gadgets and stuff like that. He had the little the laser grid. I don't know if you've seen those on the shows.
No.
Maybe I'm talking a different language. But it's like a laser pointer, but it's got like a little attachment at the end, and it shoots these little dots like a grid all over the wall. And if anything walks in front of it, like a shadow, you're able to detect it a little more easily.
Have you seen a shadow walk in front of footage of this?
I have not, but I was just like, I got to get one of those.
Yeah,
and
now.
Like immediately.
You're on Amazon.
On my phone.
The Kinect does this if you turn a black light. Black light on, I think. The Kinect is actually projecting.
Let's do Kinect ghost hunting. I like it.
Right. Yeah, and they do that in Paranormal Activity 4, I think. Yeah. So, I don't know where I was going with this. But anyway, he's got all these things. He has like multiple recorders going, and he said... I think I caught something. I think I caught a voice. And he sent it to all of us, a little clip from his footage. And I listened to it, and I said, God, it sounds like one of us. It sounds like one of us. And that's one of the rules, the cardinal rules in recording an EVP session is you can't whisper. Because if you whisper, it's going to sound like it's a ghost.
Sounds spooky.
And then, you know, whatever. And so I'm listening to it, and I go, God, that sounds like one of us. And so he sent another version of it. And,
one where he manipulated it to make it sound like a ghost.
Right. And so, but no, he just actually like cranked up the gain and all this other stuff on it. And it sounded freaky. So I tried to, you know, I listened through.
That was it.
There it is.
I listened Jared did through, a little magic.
I listened through my footage and realized that it was me.
That was you.
I did whisper. I said, I'm going to sit down over here. But it sounded to him like,
I'm going to sit down over here.
It sounded like I said, surprise in here, something like that.
Oh, gotcha.
And I was like, oh, God, total rookie
so
mistake.
So close.
Yeah, so.
So on the TV shows.
Did they bust you down like the.
No, I came clean. I came clean and said, guys, it was me.
You've been demoted to private.
Yep, I'll be cleaning up the cigarette butts in the parking lot.
So on the TV shows, a lot of times what they do is they'll ask questions and then they'll go back. and like do some sort of manipulation to maybe get like the unheard voice stuff. Is that stuff you guys do? So you have to do analysis off-site?
Right. Yeah, we just take your own footage and you kind of do it on your own and just log.
They tell you the type of tools you need.
You got
to
put it through the Gibson, the wave file through the Gibson. That's how you figure it out.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Through the Gibson.
It's a hacker's reference.
Okay.
Yeah. We don't have the Gibson.
That's the supercomputer.
Okay.
Good job, Adam.
Wow. And the interview's over.
Well, thanks for having me. No. We use like, what is it called? That Audacity, I think.
Okay.
We use that. And, you know, you can chop stuff up pretty nice and easy with that. So, but yeah, you know.
You ever do any spectral analysis on this thing?
Have not yet.
But I know how to do that.
No.
Do they do spectral analysis?
Not that I know of. I'm like I said, I'm pretty new. I don't know. Anytime I've watched those shows and they've had like the EVP voices, I always feel like I hear something different than what they're, you know, they have a little subtitle at the bottom. And you're like, that doesn't sound anything like that.
Yeah, it's a bit strange.
Have you ever seen the movie? It's a Michael Keaton movie. It might have been White Noise.
Yeah. I was so disappointed. I wanted that movie to be so good.
If you've never seen it before, it's about ghosts and they're able to pick them up using... I don't even remember what they were. Basically, the idea is that white noise.
A hand recorder.
Yeah. When you're watching, you know, old UHF TVs and it'd be all, you know, staticky, you could actually pull sounds out of that and it was ghosts speaking.
Right.
I watched a preview for that before the movie actually came out and it was like actual recordings that people had figured out. And it was like, they were terrible examples because they weren't really like things that you would expect ghosts to say. And one of them was like, hey, that's my toaster. Like it made no sense.
Right.
Like, oh, all right. Now, and then I went to go see the movie because I wanted to find out why he.
What happened to the toaster?
Yeah.
Toaster not even in there. It's one of those coming attractions where that scene doesn't even make it into the movie.
It's ridiculous.
It's frustrating.
Yeah. It was poor.
What, poor. Thomas, what's the least amount of Scooby snacks you'll take to go into a spooky basement?
I'll go for one.
One?
Maybe even half a Scooby snack, a bite. I really like doing this stuff. So
You're a chump, man.
I guess, yeah.
You ever come across a situation where it was rumored to be so scary that you wouldn't actually go in there? You ever get spooked up by something?
Yeah. Do anyone in your group, do they tell tales of not wanting to check something out because it could be so horrific?
No. So far, no. Yeah. No, I mean, even like
y'all are brave.
I know. The soap factory is supposed to be just riddled.
Very clean, but scary.
Right.
Not clean.
Sudsy.
It's, yeah. Yeah, you would think it'd be clean. It's not.
What are the rumors filthy. About the soap factory?
That's just there's something, you know, because most ghosts, from what you know, people say they're not doing things maliciously or they're not really trying.
Yeah, they're
to.
Not like evil possession poltergeisty things where they're into hurt.
However, at the ghost or at the soap factory, the soap factory, they think that there is something there that's a little more malicious.
Okay,
and. I'm not sure what that means. I think it's just the way that the EVPs that they've picked up sound.
Yeah.
You know, it just sounds like there's some malintent there. But, you know, and a lot of people think, too, that ghosts only show up where someone was murdered or someone committed suicide.
Yes, that's
always
what I've thought.
And that's not the case. Apparently, people might, I mean, not to get too metaphysical or anything like that, but I kind of believe, because I'm not, like I said, I'm not really a religious guy, but I believe that there's like an energy in, it's going to sound like I'm going to start
here we go.
Rocks
now it's
together.
Like a Scientology episode.
Right.
Jesus.
Here we go.
I'm going to float into a volcano.
No, well, I feel like there's like an energy, and I think people leave like an imprint.
Leave traces of that back on the...
So, like at the Stanley, this tour guide was telling us about this chambermaid who worked there forever, and when she was like 20-something years old, she had to go upstairs and light these candles, you know, these whatever these gas lamps are or whatever. And something happened where they'd spilled a bunch of this gas on the floor. And so when she lit these lamps, it blew the bejesus out of this room and actually blew her through the floor.
Oh, jeez.
And into, like, the front yard and just blew up a whole big chunk of the hotel. She had just these major – she survived. She had just major burns and all this, you know, these obviously huge medical expenses. And the guy that ran it, this Mr. Stanley can't remember his first name.
It's a little
anyway.
on the nose, isn't it? I mean, you're just going to name the hotel after yourself?
He's kind of, yeah, he's a little full of himself, and it's huge, grandiose. But apparently he paid for all of her medical bills and said, you know what, we'll do whatever it takes to get you back, you know, up and running. And as long as this place is here, you'll have a job.
Yeah.
Even if I don't own it. And, you know, it changed owners many times, you know, in history. And she came back and worked there every day for the rest of her life. And even when other people wanted to fire her, I guess they couldn't because contractually she was written in. She was grandfathered in, so to speak. And so there are people that believe because she kind of followed the same pattern, the same routine over and over and over again, it kind of left this energy trace, I guess. You know, she's not looking to do any harm. You know,
she's just there.
Maybe blow up a room or two, but other than that, you know.
No big deal.
Oh, for God's sake. I'm going to turn that off. Sorry about that.
No, that's all right.
So, yeah, it's...
I mean, we're a professional show now, but...
Right.
Yeah, so, and I've also heard stories about, you know, houses that you go in and... Like you hear piano music or something like that, and and scientists try to explain that sometimes like that essence or that sound, if something happens a lot, it sort of gets imprinted into the fabric of the house. That's the only way I could explain it.
Right.
So like you could have trace elements of piano music or something like that was in the house that it's almost like it gets put into the wood.
You mean the scientists on Fringe?
No. Like actually, some scientists, yes, Fringe, exactly.
No scientist has ever used the word essence. I
don't even know how to explain.
Call you
it.
Out
it's
on
just,
that one,
but you know what I'm saying, Thomas. You're with me 100%.
I'm guessing the shampoo scientists have.
Yes.
These Herbal Essence.
Oh, boy.
Anyway. Like quotes from Herbal Essence.
So back.
That's really good.
Hey. So
this all comes back.
I want to talk about your first case again, where we were talking about how ghosts might be attached to the young lady.
Yep.
So what's the end game with that? I mean, you go in, you give your results, and then what? The girl has to live with it? Yeah, do you give solutions on how to exercise? I don't like to use that word because that might mean other things, but how to get this spiritual creature off of her back, so to speak. What can she do to get this out of her life?
Well, I mean, first of all, they want to come back and just report out with what we found. And I don't think in our case we really found anything substantial to say, yeah, you got something going on. I mean, we're not saying we don't believe you.
Yeah.
You know, and like Ghostbusters, we're ready to believe you.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll just report out and say, hey, here's what we found. Here's what we thought was interesting. I mean, she was there for a lot of it, but we could say, hey, you know, EVP-wise, we didn't see anything. There was nothing on the cameras that we saw. Because we have a pretty elaborate setup where they had like 5 infrared cameras. And
very similar to what we have here.
Yeah, this is, I mean, this kind of tops it. But, but you know, they have like
a
DVR that just is constantly recording the whole time and stuff like that. So we go through all the footage and look to see if there's anything there and then just report out. And if, you know, we can say, hey, we don't really see anything. It's not like, hey, best of luck to you or anything like that.
So long, sucker.
Right. So we have this this woman who basically founded the group. She's a medium. And she'll actually go out and do, if they want her to, do like a cleansing.
Walk into the light?
Kind of. I mean, they don't do anything like that. But I haven't actually seen how she does it. Yeah. But I think she walks through and just kind of.
That's where you really lose Adam right there. The medium.
Do you guys ever. So, I mean. Shane, you mentioned how there's something about you know, young girls or young
kids.
Emotional. Yeah. It's like
pubescent kids sort of pulling in that energy.
So like when you guys interview them, if there's like obvious, or you guys aren't doctors, but like if there's issues where it's like this person might be, you know, have emotional just
like cuckoo.
Right.
Cuckoo
or
for cocoa puffs.
I mean, like some of the things, it's like, wow, that could be schizophrenia, or you know, they might just be super imaginative or whatever.
No, yeah.
Do you try to pick up on that shiznit?
They do. I mean, they, you know, because they get a lot of requests, and then they follow up on it, and they either don't respond, or you can just tell it's someone just screwing around or whatever. I mean, as much as we can,
right.
You know what I mean? When they go out there to do like a preliminary, they'll just see if, you know, there's something off, you know, and.
Then members disappear and are locked up in basements for, you know, never to return.
Right. And so we don't want that.
No.
Clearly. But, I mean, they do. They do that kind of stuff. They're not just, oh, well, if you say so.
Yeah.
You know, we're just going to show up
with
all of our stuff, spend 5 or 6 hours there and, you know, so.
So do they ever spend the night in some of these things, places, or is it just, you know?
Yeah, well, the one that I went to, we started at 8, and I didn't get out of there till like 3:30 in the morning. So. We don't spend the night necessarily.
Yeah.
And in some cases, the homeowners will be there with you. They just had one actually last night that I didn't go on where the person just said, here, have at it.
You're too busy prepping for this show, would be my guess.
Right. Yeah. Let me pour through my notes, make sure I covered all my
so
points.
So if I have this right, you went to a house in the evening, a girl just about to go off to college, I assume a hot girl, just ready to go off to college, and then you left by 3. So this isn't right. This is I see
yeah,
what happened
yeah.
here.
It's some sort of, nice. Some there sort were a of lot gigolo of cover. Or is that?
Yeah. No. Wow. That does. When you put it that way. Wow.
A lot of rolling balls. You know, tightly packed.
We just got to make sure we don't label this so that they're like, yeah, you're misrepresenting us. No, but, yeah.
So let me finish it with this. I want to ask one question. What's the cornerstone case or case study for the TCPS? When you go in, do they have like an event that, you know, they speak in hushed tones saying this was the thing that really
made us keep
going on something like this? There has to be something. There must be stories that they tell as you sit around the campfire.
They don't necessarily say this is the definitive one, but I did ask, like, when I was being interviewed, you know, have you ever seen anything?
Yeah.
Because, and I told them, I came out right out and said, I don't necessarily believe in
this. Thing with chowder heads.
It's interesting, yeah.
I'm here to doubt you.
Right, I'm going to shoot everything down. No, I said, you know, I'm interested just because I've never seen anything like this happen. I've had some creepy things happen when I was a kid, but, you know, totally explainable. And the lead investigator said, it was kind of weird, too, because it was one of those, there was like a smoke alarm type of thing or some kind of weird device where they were getting some readings kind of coming over from there. And then they had this, it was kind of, actually, I think it was a deodorizer thing too that was constantly just shooting.
It's a common theme.
Maybe it's the people at Glade. Ghost?
Yeah.
The good people
Glade
at Glade.
Glade is a front for bringing in the paranormal activity into.
There might be something to it. But no, he said that they went and the thing was just like malfunctioning. It just
constantly
firing
shooting
off scent into the sky. And so they went and as he was going up to disconnect the batteries, he saw something just like this color jump up and it just completely freaked him out. You know, he just saw like it was like seeing an orb though, but with his own bare eyes. It wasn't like through his camera or anything like that. He saw it go up and then it just moved off and went into another room. So he said that got his attention. And this guy is, you know, he's not, from what I can gather, he's not like a, you know, a joker or anything like that. He's not just saying this to say, hey, yeah, come on, join our team. We can see some orbs or anything like that. It was literally like, you know, you could tell it shook him.
Yeah.
So it rocked his foundations. But, I haven't heard of anything where they've said, this is it. We know that there's stuff out there. You know, but, you know, the fact that there's 15 of us and it's literally like the Breakfast Club. You know what I mean? There's just someone from every.
Are you the Ali Sheedy of the group?
How could you tell?
Who does this with the fist pump at the end of every investigation?
You know,
you're more like the principal.
I'm more like the principal. Yeah.
Which one has the abusive father?
I have you for 2 months or whatever. Yeah. I'll knock your dick in the dirt. No, it's interesting because we've got just, I mean, when I got to, we have monthly meetings, and actually there's one happening right now, but.
They are really an active group, aren't they?
They are. I mean, they meet once a month, and then they try to do an investigation.
They meet down at Perkins and get the potato pancakes, and then talk about.
Potato pancakes. I've never had them. Are they?
I'm just saying.
Okay. Well, no, it's.
What are you just saying?
No, no.
All right. Nobody does.
It's true.
Nobody does. Yeah.
So there you go.
There you are.
So what's your future? What is your ghost hunting future? Where do you think this is going to take you?
I hope to go on more investigations. I hope to see something that makes me believe. You know what I mean?
Are there any local Twin Cities area paranormal hotspots that you would like to investigate?
Apparently the Aveda building is supposed to be
in Blaine?
The school.
Northeast.
Yeah, it's supposed to have some.
Somebody
stuff
got a real bad cut and perm.
Oh my god!
One time I was there and I got a real bad wax.
The detangler
forever.
Horror stories.
I guess apparently that's supposed to have some stuff going on there. But.
Another place full of hot women. Very strange.
Yeah. Huh?
Huh? You've got it figured out.
I'm like scratching my fake beard.
Any other ones?
I think I might want to join this group.
I mean, the soap factory, I still want to go back there.
Is this an actual soap factory? I'm not familiar with this place.
It's an old soap factory.
It's over in North, in St. Anthony, Maine. It's just like an old beat up factory that's.
Isn't the haunted house that they put on there isn't in a basement? Like
it
you
is.
Go into the basement of it. It's supposed to be pretty pretty damn scary. I don't think I would go in.
But it's okay.
If you go ahead. Go
it's,
ahead.
It's a lot of people. I mean, it's all volunteers. You know, it's like it's a haunted house
in the sense
that they, you know, come out and jump. But like, it's an aggressive haunted house.
It is.
Like
they push
people,
around a little bit.
They are not supposed to touch you, but they come right up to your face, like just screaming and stuff. It's
So you've done it?
Yeah,
I did it last year for the first time. And
would you do it again?
Oh yeah, it's fun.
You loved it.
It's fun. I mean. It's freaky because it's you can't see anything. There are people dragging shovels behind you, and you're like, oh, you know.
I am fine doing it by myself. If you were there with like girls that are like constantly running into you, or what? It's like, because I jump
girls,
scare
right?
easy, but I don't like scare easy. Like I'll you know get and then it's like, oh, okay, that's a guy in a werewolf mask thing and whatever.
I reached a point of maybe about a third of the way through where I just started laughing.
Because like you can't help
but it's cool. You know what I mean? It's like they're going all out. There was one area, and I don't know how much it changes from year to year. I don't know when you went.
Finally, a
good
ghost story.
Two years ago.
Okay. Yeah. So there was a part where there's like a dance floor, and there's these two people in these really creepy-looking masks. Like they look like they were made out of like old sacks, you know, just kind of sewn together. One of them was a younger woman with like a bird face kind of thing, and they're just dancing, and these two creepy people like lead you to this like these bleachers and have you sit, and she comes up and she wants to dance with you. I mean, it's not like, you know,
it's like she's grinding on you.
No, it was like she was all up, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, had her hand back here
nuzzling you.
I'm like, oh, okay, and she's making these little squeaking sounds like a little bird. I'm like, this is fantastic.
Yeah. All these people are at the Renaissance Festival too, by the way.
Yes.
Right, it's the
same people that go to Valley Scare because they do a bunch of haunted houses there. You know, it's people
it's
that are just having fun and they like scaring people.
Yeah.
The theater people. Yeah. Not in high school anymore.
Right. They need something
to do.
Don't
get me started with the Renfest, but yeah. Okay.
So do you expect to parlay your ghost hunting into other types of fringe science, like squatch hunting or...
No,
no interest in that.
I do like squatch hunting, as you call it. I've never heard it referred to that, but it's
the guy
the show.
On the Animal Planet show.
Squatch?
Yeah. They call it squatch.
Because adding
squatch loves bacon. Hunter, is that the name of the show?
I think so. He's like squatch love bacon and donuts.
Squatch love it when you get a stick and you bang it on a tree because they come running when you do that.
Bacon and donuts, huh?
Oh,
Jared, you might go squatch hunting.
That tells me Sasquatch is a dude named Barry in a costume.
you go for this?
I mean, paranormal is not just ghosts, right? Paranormal just means... So, like, does the group get into aliens and stuff?
Okay. No, it's pretty much ghost stuff, at least with this group. But yeah, I mean, for me...
No interest in the vampire werewolf war?
That is being waged
secretly in the underbelly of all of our cities.
In Washington State? No, I'm not interested in the vampire werewolf war. I don't know why they can't get along.
Some call them lichens.
What about the lizard people?
Those are the aliens, right?
No, those are people that are running the world.
Oh.
The lizard people.
It's Beyonce one of them.
They live underground. They come from the core of the earth.
Yeah.
Huh.
Barack Obama is one. Every head of state and the royal family, they're all lizard people. You guys don't read David Icke?
No.
Come on.
I don't even know.
Well, I think you've got a lot of different genres you can jump into, Thomas.
I do. Well, my hope is to use a lot of it to, you know, like I said, I've got this book series I want to write and hopefully, you know, do some justice to, you know what I mean, for kids. And, you know, we'll see. But that's kind of selfishly. Another story.
Another story for another time. Well, Thomas, you are on fire, sir.
Oh, wow. Okay,
I mean,
thanks.
You've got dashing good looks. You are discovering ghosts.
What?
You know your orbs. I mean, you are cock of the walk, sir.
Wow.
Cock of the walk.
Cock of the walk.
I've never... I'm blushing.
So shall we wrap this interview up, Jared?
I think we should.
All right. So we'll take a break and we'll be back with Coming Soon.
We now return to the scope. Just for the hell of it.
Under the scope.
And we are back. It's Under the Scope. And what we do in Under the Scope is a little something called Shumming Soon. Come on. Adam, what's going on in the world of pop culture this week?
We've got some new albums coming out.
Hit me.
Avenged Sevenfold has an album coming out.
My favorite band.
Big, big rock band fan. Jared, a lot of rock band talk this week.
Yeah.
Not a big fan.
No.
Not a big fan.
Big Sean also has his album coming out as well.
Yes.
I like him way more than Lil Sean.
I was going to say, is he differentiating himself?
He's slightly larger. He's about 3 inches taller.
He's actually 3 inches shorter. That's a common misconception about Big Sean.
But those were French inches.
Right, as we learned a few weeks ago.
The French inch.
Jared told us
the English inch was shorter than the French inch at one point.
Wow.
Imperial measurements, aren't they neat?
They are very neat. Yes, very neat.
Movies. We've got Getaway. You know what that is? This is like the end of the summer, guys.
Yeah, I know. I don't even know what that is.
Yeah.
This is, yeah.
All right. And One Direction has a concert album, a concert movie. This Is Us. So that's cool.
Don't care.
Oh, all right. It's not cool.
That's it. Those are the only films coming out.
That's it. It's all it on my list anyway. I feel like there should be more coming out. It's like the last weekend of the summer. What comes out?
But it's like Labor Day weekend, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? So
it's nothing's coming out.
People don't care that much.
No.
Isn't that weird? Like Labor Day weekend, no one wants to see movies, but July 4th weekend, everyone wants to see movies.
And Memorial Day weekend.
Right.
Too.
It's strange.
Mm-hmm.
People are getting that last grill in for the summer and everything.
Getting that grill in.
Yep. Oftentimes, Jared will come
hitting
over
the shore
and we'll grill
one
up.
Last time.
Yep.
Before school starts up.
Yep. Everyone knows that. Yeah.
College kids, some of them are already in school.
DVD and Blu-ray, we've got.
My niece is in school already.
Elementary Season 1.
Yep.
That's the American one?
Okay. American version of Sherlock Holmes.
We've got Homeland Season 2.
Not as good as Season 1, but I'm looking forward to Season 3.
All right. I've still only watched the pilot. I really liked it. And then Mandy said, I'd like to watch that. And so I've been waiting for her for years.
Isn't that the worst?
She's too busy with The Bachelorette.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
The Great Gatsby. That's coming out.
One of the first summer movies. Yeah. It's out.
Didn't do so well, right?
We still want to check it out, don't we, Jared? Doesn't matter what Carrie says.
I wouldn't
says.
Mind seeing it.
You know what? I had a really funny idea where I would watch all the movies that you guys reviewed, just the two of you, for the Summer Blast, and I would re-review them.
Oh.
Well, we're going to try to do some of that.
I would like to have a review rebound.
Yeah. Okay. We'll talk about that like offline.
That's a good feature.
Pain and Gain.
I want to see this. That's, I heard good stuff about
it. What is this?
That's Michael Bay? Or is
it's did he direct it or is it his production company?
It's
got Mark Wahlberg. It's got Dwayne The Rock Johnson. And they're like bodybuilders and they're not
based
very
on
bright,
a true story.
But there's some sort of like scam or something.
Yeah, heist.
It takes place in Florida.
Love heist.
It actually got pretty decent reviews. So it's not what you would expect.
Excellent. And The Walking Dead Season 3. You guys still watching that? Either one of you?
Of course.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't we?
I don't know.
I'm excited about Season 4. The trailer looks smashing.
Yeah, looks great. Season 3, I mean, it had a lot of ups and some downs. And
But a lot
the show's
action.
Always been that way. So.
Oh, that was the one where everyone died in one episode.
Yes.
So the Red Wedding of The Walking Dead.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And video games really coming down from that one really killer week last week. Yeah. We've got another Final Fantasy MMO. This is Final Fantasy 14 Online, A Realm Reborn. So they launched this game like 3 years ago. And it was, like, everything was broken.
Yeah.
And they're relaunching it. Lost Planet 3, Pokemon Rumble U, Killer is Dead. I like that sentence. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Out of the Shadows.
I think that's, like, a arcade-type game.
Okay.
Huh. Okay.
Not based on the movie that is coming out next year
for
Michael
Bay.
Don't believe so. And the one that I'm excited about for a weird reason, I think we mentioned this last month, Madden NFL 25, because they have an amazing deal where if you buy the $100 version on Amazon, it includes a season NFL Sunday ticket.
You have it pre-ordered?
I do.
Wow.
So you buy the game for $100 and then you get NFL Sunday ticket.
You can't watch it on the TV, but you can watch it on the computer or on the Xbox or on the PS3.
Interesting.
You can just watch the game. So it's essentially it's $40 for Sunday ticket.
Right.
But I kind of
still need your $60 Xbox Live account though.
For that, yeah. I'll just watch mine on my computer. Or they have an iPad app, all these things. So lots of other ways
Fantastic.
Of watching it. I may just sell my copy of Madden to even recoup some of that
money. I'll give you $10. Cash money.
Well, as we talked about 2 weeks ago, the deal that GameStop has is way better than this.
Yeah, it is a good deal. So I suppose that brings us to our latest segment, Hit It or Miss It. Jared.
We really got to get Tony Partington in to record some stuff.
This is where we one of us gives our top hit or our top miss for the upcoming week. It's my turn. So I'm selecting the new album by Franz Ferdinand called Right Thoughts, Right Words, Right Action.
Are you licking it or sticking it?
I'm going to lick this son of a bitch, and I'll stick it too. Why not? I don't even know if this is like their fourth studio album. I'm not quite sure. Some tracks have been getting play here on local radio and on satellite, and I like what I hear. It's slightly different than what I've heard in their first three albums. So, hey, anytime you get professionals like these putting out good music, I'm all for it.
What's the difference between Franz Ferdinand and the Kaiser Chiefs? Are they the same band?
They're similar, but...
All right, they're the same band according to Shane.
Done. And done. And that, my friends, is what we like to call coming soon.
Excellent.
Under the scope. Hey, Jared.
Hi.
It's that time for scope comments. Do we have any?
Well, interesting story.
Yes.
These would be comments for episode 145, and I did not find any comments for 145.
All right.
Which is very disappointing.
I know people are listening still.
They are.
Do you know that?
We have literally dozens of downloads. Now, we can't confirm that they've actually plugged it into their ear holes.
Ah.
But we have to find a way to track that part.
I don't know. We'd have to probably have a sleeper agent in every home.
Yeah.
That's just not possible.
Well, the NSA is already recording us now.
Obama can help us.
I even tried to shame people a couple days ago.
They didn't bite.
Or weeks ago. I get the timing all messed up. Into commenting, but for whatever reason, nobody felt the content of episode 145 was compelling enough to pick up a computer mouse or a telephone.
We have very shy friends, I think is what it is.
So if you would like to not be...
Stop being a wallflower.
If you'd like to not be subtly shamed by us, comment on this episode. It's part two of our interview. Shirley, Shane, you put out a call last episode for spooky stories.
Keep them coming. We could do more.
We'll do it again. Spooky stories. Do you have spooky stories? Do you believe in ghosts? Do you not believe? Do you have any paranormal things that you can share with us? Write them in. Comments at thescopeshow.com. Voicemail line 612-21-SCOPE. That's 612-217-2673. And as always, if your pizza is not delivered in 30 minutes plus, it still costs the same.
You're not getting a bargain from us,
no,
you jerk off.
We also don't deliver pizza. You can also follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, and Tumblr. Those links are on our website at thescopeshow.com. As I said on the last show, Shane.
Yeah.
We're no longer financially supported by Amazon.
I wonder if there's a way for us to get supported other ways.
Well, there is a way you can directly support the show.
Yeah.
You can go to the website and you can click on the donate link. You can either give us just a straight up cash donation or you can subscribe for $2 a month. It's a recurring subscriptions off of PayPal.
$2
cancel anytime.
That's only like $15 a year.
If you feel like it's a show that you enjoy and would like to keep around, it's little things that count.
Yeah.
Little things.
It is.
You can also go into iTunes. You can rate us and review us. We haven't had any reviews or rates in a while, and I'm saddened by that. So
yes, I can hear it in your voice.
Go into iTunes and look us up. It's real easy to find. You have that search box. You hit the scope. Probably the first result.
I think you're right.
You can rate us, but prefer a review, because that helps you more.
And it better be 5 stars and shining.
That's
and
well
written.
Yeah. Well, I know some of our audience, and the well written part might be a bit of a stretch.
It's asking a lot.
Have we considered just individually shaming people? Like every episode, someone does not comment.
We'll pick out one of our listeners.
Hey, you. I know you listen. And here I'm going to talk smack about you.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. I'm going to write that down.
Okay. We'll start the shaming next time, next cycle.
Yeah.
Sounds good. That's all I got.
We'll take it out on
That's
some
all
of
I got!
Take it out on
That's
some
it!
Of our British friends.
I'm done.
All right, guys. So I want to thank Thomas for his time, his ghost hunting stories.
Thomas has a website if you're interested in
what
in
is it?
His thomaskingsleytroop.com.
Go check it out.
Link that up on our post.
He's a writer. He's
yes.
a raconteur.
Mm-hmm.
He's got beautiful hair flecked with
covered
gray.
It today. Then you couldn't even see it.
I know. It's disgusting. But that's it. Take a look at Thomas's work and support him as well.
Yep.
If you go out and buy like 50 of his books and you can't support us, I'm going to be pissed and I'm going to know.
Yeah, we'll know. Sleeper agents.
Thank you. So Thomas, thank you for your time. Jared, thank you for your hard work. Adam, once again, thank you for your reading of the news.
2 weeks ago.
Well, the reading is coming soon.
They're coming soon.
That's the entertainment releases news.
Yes, of course.
Sure.
Let's wrap it up, Jared.
I'm in the wrong tab. Here we go.
Get the right tab. Episode 148 is over, guys. We'll see you as soon as we can on another edition of The Scope. Later.
Ladies and gentlemen, we find ourselves once again at the end. I hope you've enjoyed our time together. I know I have. Fear not, Scope faithful. Days shall pass as if they were but a moment. And Jared, Adam, and Shane will return with another thrilling episode. Until then, send your comments to comments@thescopeshow.com or leave a voicemail message by dialing
612-21-SCOPE. That's 612-217-2673.
Thanks for listening, faithful fans. This is Tony Partington saying, Auf Wiedersehen. Tune in next time to another terrific edition of The Scope.